Hare Krishna. Arjuna has surrendered to Krishna, saying, I surrender to you as your disciple. I accept you as my guru. Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. And only you can help. There is no one else whom I see who can help me out. So please help me, O Krishna, please help me. With this mood, Arjuna has spoken. And when Arjuna was speaking like this, Dhritarashtra was very happy. That this person, Arjuna, he's going to give up the battle and surely my sons will get the kingdom. He's very happy. He's feeling that joy in the heart. And Sanjaya, being a very obedient servant of Dhritarashtra, does not want his master to be an illusion. So now Sanjaya is going to describe what is actually happening on the battlefield so that Dhritarashtra comes out of the illusion of thinking that his sons are going to win. So let's see the verse described by Sanjaya. Sanjayo vacha eva muktva rishikesham gudakesheha parantapaha nayotsya iti govindam uktva tushnim babuvaha. So Sanjaya vacha, Sanjaya said, what did he say? Eva muktva rishikesham. So speaking like this to Rishikesha, who spoke? Gudakesha. So Gudakesha, after speaking like this to Rishikesha, all the previous verses. What happened? Then, he finally concludes. Who concludes? Parantapa concludes and he says, Na yotsya iti govindam. O Govinda, I will not fight. So he said like that, and Tushnim babuvaha, uktva tushnim babuvaha. Saying like this, he remained silent. So now this is what is the description that Sanjaya is giving to Dhritarashtra. Now let's try to understand one by one. Now what is Sanjaya speaking and what are the hidden things in this verse? So now Sanjaya wants to help his master Dhritarashtra to come out of illusion. So here he is using a word parantapaha. So here Prabhupada writes, Sanjaya disappointed Dhritarashtra again in relating that Arjuna was competent to kill his enemies. So he uses the word parantapaha. So parantapa basically means the afflicter of enemies or competent to kill the enemies. And Sanjaya is using this word and telling Dhritarashtra, he's competent to kill the enemies. So I don't think there is any chance of your sons winning the battle. And what Arjuna has done? See, Arjuna was in a great lamentation. He was not at all understanding, completely bewildered, completely bewildered. His mind was just taking him for a ride. He was not understanding what to do. And at this point, when he was completely confused, not understanding his dharma, he did the best thing. That is, surrendering onto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And when Arjuna did this, Sanjaya is saying that three things are surely going to happen. What are those three things? It's mentioned here. First one is, soon he'll be free from false lamentation. Now, these are the effects of surrender to Krishna. So, first one is, soon Arjuna will be free from the false lamentation resulting from the family affection. First one. Second, soon he'll be enlightened with perfect knowledge of self-realization. Third, soon he will be reinstated back to his dharma, to his duty, and would then surely fight. So, this is what happens when someone surrenders to Krishna. First, the person will be free from false lamentation of this world. Second, he will gain or he will get enlightened with the knowledge of self-realization. And third, that person will do his duty very properly. But then where is Sanjaya saying all this? How do we understand, from the Sanskrit verse? So here, he uses the word Rishikesham and Gudakesha. So Rishikesha, we know, Rishikesha basically means controller of the senses. So Sanjaya indirectly is telling Dhritarashtra, Gudakesha spoke to Rishikesha. So Rishikesha, the controller of the senses, one who is controlling the senses of Arjuna, will soon enlighten him and he'll manifest the intelligence of Arjuna to come back to his senses and fight. And anyways, Arjuna is Gudakesha. He has already overcome ignorance. So Rishikesha will not have much to do. Yes, just speak something and then it'll be back to normal. So he uses the word Rishikesha and Gudakesha. And then he uses another set of words, Govindam and Parantapaha. So Govinda, Go means Vedas and Vinda means knower. Vedas means everything. So Govinda means knower of everything. So this knower of everything, Govinda, is going to help Arjuna to understand his dharma, to fight. He's going to reinstate Arjuna back to his dharma to fight. And anyways, Arjuna's name is Parantapa. He is competent to kill his enemies, or he's afflicter of the enemies. Again, only thing that Krishna is doing here is helping Arjuna to come back, you know, to his original state. And this is what Sanjay is doing by using these words. He's telling, soon, very soon, this Gudakesha, Parantapa, the same personality, Arjuna, will be soon out of the lamentation by the help of Rishikesha, and soon he will be fighting with the help of Govinda. This is what Sanjaya has very beautifully described. And still more some things are remaining. Now that Sanjaya will describe and completely shatter the hopes of Dhritarashtra. Let's see that in the next verse. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.